number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Phones are loaded up. Let's go right to the phone calls and talk first to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Chief, after the time selected me, so I figured I'd give you a call.
Congratulations. You sound as you did before. What's on your mind tonight?
The insurgency in Iraq and the surge particularly.
Okay. What about?
Well, there's a surge going on right now, as we all know, and it's claimed that it's going to be, you know, the saving grace for Iraq and everything's just going to be peachy after this.
Sure.
Well, it's not like it's new at this point. It's I think it's been 6 months since he's announced it. Isn't that correct?
So the surge is still
going. Yeah, it began a long time ago. They just finished it now.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, they're just shedding all the troops.
Yeah, they want more, right?
Mm-hmm. And
they want to surge again.
Yeah.
We've had these troop bubbles before, and it hasn't done a thing. But I just wanted to mention that Mao said exactly what was going to happen, what was it, 60 years ago.
And Mao, Mao's not a great politician, but he is a great military strategist.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, as we've seen, this has been, heralded by all the Republican politicians, that violence has gone down in Baghdad. And it's obvious what happened. Mao says the enemy advances, we retreat. The enemy camps, we harass. The enemy tires, we attack. The enemy retreats, we pursue. So essentially what he's saying is when they attack, we disperse. And then once they're settled in, once they think, okay, it's cool, then they start attacking.
But deaths are up in Iraq right now.
But not in Baghdad. That's the thing. They moved out of Baghdad just like they always do.
Big deal.
Exactly. As soon as the surge came in, they moved into the countryside. And, they're attacking there now. And as soon as they settle in, once the surge is all said and done, all the politicians have said that it worked, they'll start attacking again. Deaths will come back up. And there you go. We're exactly where we were before.
Yeah, the other thing Mao was right about is probably one of my favorite quotes is all political power grows from the barrel of a gun.
Absolutely, yeah. And what else did I want to mention?
Anything else? Eric?
No, that's all I can remember. Thanks a bunch,
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Interesting. That's, they have no chance. The U.S. military does not have a chance in Iraq. Simply because of the principles. I mean, Mao understood apparently some of it. Obviously, he didn't really understand how it applied politically in his own country as far as politics is concerned. But decentralization versus centralization, that's what the issue is.
Yeah.
The issue is a decentralized group of fighters will win over a centralized group of fighters. A central command and control, top-down military structure will lose every single time to the decentralized, completely structureless, virtually insurgent style attacks. There's no one in charge. Each individual meets up with other individuals, and they decide on their own what to do.
They're passionately motivated for whatever sick, weird cause they've got going. They're passionately motivated to destroy our troops, and you know what? They don't need central leadership. They don't need a command structure.
And the troops don't have that same passion. I'm sure some of the troops are passionately, patriotic and or nationalistic, of course, what they really are. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same thing. You know, the troops aren't having their friends and, I guess some of their friends are getting killed, but they're not having their family members blown up in front of them. They're not coming home to destroyed houses
that. They don't have the same motivation. It's not on their land. I mean, it's been shown time and again that when it comes to territories among animals, smaller animals, usually the same species when it's about territory, smaller animals can defeat larger animals, more bigger animals on their territory because it's their territory.
Home turf.
Who cares when they're blowing up somebody else's house? But when this is my neighborhood and they just blew up my neighbor's house, that's a big deal.
Game on.
Yeah.
So, so we're just going to see the same old crap, more American troops dying because the politicians can't admit they were wrong. George Bush and his cronies, they refuse to admit mistakes, just like all politicians. They all have common threats. Yeah. And one thing is that they're always right.
Yeah, and if you look at it's interesting. I wasn't a big fan of John Kerry's in any way. In fact, I think he's pretty much a despicable cad. But one of the criticisms that he leveled against Bush was on the money. When they pulled troops out of Afghanistan to put them into Iraq, they really dissolved a lot of the strength that we had in trying to get bin Laden. And my friend Sean Naylor, who writes for the Army Times, he has a book called Not a Good Day to Die. He was there in Tora Bora. One of the things that he notes is that they were mixing forces because they didn't have sufficient troop strength on any of the particular forces. So they were mixing special forces with Navy SEALs, which is not
supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Right.
Totally different training paradigms.
And besides, but they're right. They're right about it, Gardner. Yeah. They're right because they're in charge, and they don't have to suffer any of the consequences. So it's easy to be right when you don't actually feel any, or to think you're always right, when you don't actually feel any of the consequences of your actions.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. So that's a quagmire, and we're all paying for it, and it's billions of upon hundreds of billions of dollars, and it doesn't look like it's going to be over anytime soon, unfortunately. But it should be interesting to see how that affects the 2008 campaigns with only a real few principled anti-war candidates in the race.
Oh,
I think Ron Paul may be the only true anti-war candidate. I get the vibe from some of these so-called anti-war Democrats that they're only anti-this war. They're not anti-war in general.
Yeah, right. They talk about how bad this war is and that kind of thing. And it is a bad war.
And I think Ron Paul would clarify that he's in favor of defensive. I mean, if war comes to us, then he wants, you know, then he would want to go ahead and have the war.
He wants the constitutionally justified war.
I can't wait. I mean, this is the scenario that this is the reason I donate money to the Ron Paul campaign, is because I can't wait for the possibility that Ron Paul could be the Republican nominee who voted against the war, and Hillary Clinton could be the Democrat that voted for it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't it be great? Well, yeah.
Stranger things have occurred. Let's go to the phones and to the amplifier line. It's Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I got been listening to your show the last few days, and you've been calling out to the American public asking for somebody to call in and justify a contractual obligation to pay income taxes, correct?
Yes. How is the obligation to pay taxes created?
Okay, I'm going to give you some food for thought. You ready for this?
Okay, please.
Okay. I've been trying to debate on how to tell you this. Do you have a Social Security number?
I do.
Okay. If you, and I don't want to get into semantics, but if you go into the Internal Revenue Code, there's only one withholding provision in the Internal Revenue Code, and that is under the section, under the section of employment taxes. There is no withholding provision for any type of tax under the income tax section.
Okay.
So if you have a Social Security number, and everybody should know, an application for Social Security, the word application in itself is voluntary.
Mm-hmm. That's true, but I didn't apply.
I know you didn't. Your parents probably did for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, did you get that number and that application filled out for you when you were under the legal age of 18?
Yes, I did.
Well, then that contract is null and void.
Exactly right. I don't pay Social Security.
Okay, however, that is the contractual obligation.
All of the contracts are null and void, except for the ones that people entered into on a voluntary adult basis, which are very, very few Americans. Very few Americans, when they turn 18, go out and get themselves a Social Security number.
And even if they do go get a Social Security number because they need to, that doesn't mean that they had any idea whatsoever, or it was printed on any material, that they would have to pay income tax as a result of getting that Social Security number.
But that's the fraud. This is the fraud that's taking place. The taxes that are being withheld from people's pay, first of all, they got to understand that they are the ones given permission to the employer to withhold to begin with. That's the W-4.
That's true.
That makes sense.
Okay? And then they're signing it. See, that's the voluntary consent.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second thing is that I have friends who work for the Social Security Administration. There is a form to opt out. And the Social Security Administration will deny it exists, and they will not give it to you. However, I have friends back that got them back in the early 80s, and they have opt out. They don't have a Social Security number anymore. However, when they go to get, you know, like credit cards and stuff like that, they can get credit cards without Social Security number. I bought my house, I bought my cars, I got credit cards without Social Security numbers.
How in the hell did you buy a house without a Social Security number? I mean, did you have all cash or something?
No,
private money.
Without naming the financial institution, you just go and you just give them a statement of citizenship. See, people don't understand that we are not. You can go right to the Social Security Administration website, and it says that you don't have to have one. It says the word voluntary.
We've seen a letter from a Social Security administrator stating that. So there's no doubt. We don't have any doubt on Free Talk Live that it's a completely voluntary system.
And if you don't have a credit card and you just want to put this to the theory, get a Discover credit card. Discover will not ask you for a Social Security number.
I find that shocking and hard to believe, but that's
your contractual obligation, Social Security.
Right, and I am not contracted because my parents did it for me, and I don't work a job now, so I have no contracts.
Exactly, but that's what they're going by.
Very good. Paul, thanks for that. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's just a big scam, the whole thing. This whole government thing, huge scam on you. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Garb.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. On the features on the site, we give away, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we go to the phones to the fun, let's talk to, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Thieme in Pennsylvania? Thieme.
Yes.
You're on the air. Hi. What's on your mind?
How are you?
Great. What's up?
Good.
I just wanted to throw a shout-out for Ron Paul.
No shout-outs. No shout-outs.
Well, no shout-out.
You've got to talk about something important.
Ron Paul is very important.
Well, we like Ron Paul. We know that much. But do you have something to actually discuss?
No, I don't. It's
all right. Thanks
for
the call.
One conversation. Thank you.
800-259-9231. That's been a hard and fast rule from the very beginning of Free Talk Live.
You sure were fast with it. No shout-outs.
Yep, no shout-outs. This is not a top 40 music station.
You know,
that's where shout-outs belong. I want to say hi to my boys and say hi to
Maybe
Christy.
The definition of a shout-out in this case is a little blurry.
Yeah, I would say so, too. Yeah, speaking of Ron Paul, I thought it was interesting that he had won the New Hampshire straw poll. He came in second in the Georgia straw poll.
Yeah.
He's winning all kinds of online polls across the nation.
Didn't he win the Iowa straw poll? Or no, they haven't had that yet. That was the Iowa thing where he went and had 1,000 people turn out.
Right.
The Republican thing only had 600
right,
people.
At the Republican debate in Iowa where he was excluded, there were 600 quote-unquote supporters at the debate, and he had 1,000 people at his. He went there just to, because you know he was excluded. He went there and had his own in the same hotel. He had his own little speech and everything. They had 1,000 people at his
awesome.
His speech.
Awesome.
Ron Paul has a very, very good chance. Of course, he's millions of dollars behind Giuliani as far as fundraising, and that's going to be a big problem here
Come
third quarter. So people need to open their wallets like when they open their mouths.
Well, I understand that you're concerned, Mark, but I don't really see it as being as big of a problem because you know that when it comes to these big government candidates,
mm-hmm.
that they've got a whole lot of money and everything. But
yeah, Hillary's got twice what Giuliani has.
Also, yeah. A lot of that money's going to go to their politically connected friends who own advertising businesses and that sort of, you know, they're not going to be the most spendthrift spending it. And so Ron Paul, on the other hand, I get the feeling he's a pretty frugal dude. So I think you're going to see Ron Paul's $2 million go a lot further than anybody else. If that same money was in the other guy's hands, I think they wouldn't be able to spend it.
I hate
to
compare the two men, but it's a lot like the Pat Buchanan factor, I'm sure, with that really dedicated core group in Buchanan's case of, you know, sort of evangelical Christians and
isolationists.
Yeah. In this case, Ron Paul has a lot of the libertarians, a lot of the people who are just anti-war, because he's really been picking up a lot of people because of this
mm-hmm.
war message. And I think you're right. He's going to get a lot more mileage from his money. And it's great to see the very fact that he is starting to get reports, as they indicated, what was it, last weekend, where Ron Paul has more money than John McCain does.
Mm-hmm.
McCain's going down the tubes.
McCain's practically out of it at this point. Supposedly his entire press corps left
yeah,
this morning.
Yeah, they had more defections. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, at this point, he is just about gone.
Right.
So that's good.
He's already in the red too.
Yeah, but you know what's funny, guys, is talking about these races. Again, you know, I compare it to typical talk radio things. It's just horse race calling. You know, it's like who's coming around the bend? They have $4 million. But in this case, there is substance behind this, and what you try to discuss is, well, look, you know, Ron Paul stands for this, and he is solidly for the Constitution. He is solidly for free markets. He's for a gold standard. He's for this, this, and this. And this is why people support him. It's not, well,
right.
Giuliani's from New York, and he has a number of supporters, and, oh, well, he looked good, and he sounds strong.
Yeah, that seems so strange to me that the people from the same state want to vote for him. Why is that? I mean, I guess
it's the same sports team mentality. It's like, go Buccaneers. I live in Florida. I don't know any of you guys, but you're my team.
I do like red and pewter. Are they hoping that because, you know, that's the home state that he will then do a little something extra as president, bring a little something
home? I just think it's that mindless mentality of, he's from my state. He must be a good guy.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's silly.
You're right.
Let's continue with the calls. Ladies first. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paula.
I just called to let y'all know. I called the reps, a lot of them today in Washington, and I told them if they don't start doing what the people of this country want done, I said, we will have every one of you taken out of office on both sides.
Oh, pshaw, Paula. You can talk big, but they know that's not going to happen. They've got taxpayer-supported direct mail.
Well, all of a sudden, it just came across the screen. They said they're going to have an all-night session tomorrow night over Iraq.
Excellent. You got them moving, Paula.
The people have got to call up there and bombard this place.
I would agree with you.
Well, I don't think
we can't have a let up. It's got to continually happen.
That much I agree with Paula on. As far as DownsizeDC.org, they've been doing a good job of getting people to contact their representatives. And I feel like if they are deluged with calls, if there are so many phone calls that the their aides, their office staff is getting upset, that they're actually taking notice of what you have to say, then that's good. Because normally, if it's just you calling, they don't care what you think. They don't want to hear what you have to say. But if it's a thousand people calling, then maybe it will make a difference.
Yeah, it all builds up, and you got to get them when they come back home, too. You got to write letters on the local level and embarrass these guys on
that's
the local
point.
Level. It's a lot of work.
And that's where they win or lose the next re-election.
It's a real shame that it's that much work to stop the government from doing things it wasn't even designed to do in the first place. The amount of time my mom spends reading the local paper to find out what the stupid local school board is doing
or the
town administrators are doing on the local level, and then she's got to read something else to find out what they're doing on the national level.
Yep.
How many hours a day do you have to spend trying to defend yourself against the government that was designed to defend you? This
Paula,
is why maybe government isn't a good idea.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I agree with you, of course, Guard. It drives me up the wall. I listen when I wake up in the mornings. I listen to the local talk show host on the air here in Keene. And more often than not, I swear to you, there are plenty of topics to talk about in talk radio, right? But since this is local talk radio, then they tend to lean towards the more localized topics, obviously.
Yeah.
And the two most popular local topics are the roads and education. And all they do is they argue and about where what roads should be fixed where and what's the problem with this repair and what's going on here, and they'll have a guy who's the road bureaucrat on to talk to them about the roads and where are the detours and the roads and blood roads. And then there's the education, which is even more frequently heard than
even
the
more
roads
convoluted.
And,
right,
yes, it's
right.
even more convoluted. And then they start talking about teacher salaries and unions and benefits packages and who should get this and who should get out and vote. You got to do this, and the rhythm of the school board, and I called in and I said, you don't have to go to we don't argue over what the Walmart employees make.
I'm so glad. Perfect.
We don't argue over what the compensation plan at the car dealership is,
right?
Or even the private school teachers, what they make,
right? Look at all of the time and energy you're spending bickering over all of these micromanaging details of this government school system.
And the schools are the biggest budget, biggest portion of the budget of anything out there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's just insane. I say, look, put it in the marketplace's hands and we won't have to talk about this crap anymore. Because nobody understands it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We got Carl in Montreal. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNlive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNlive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today announcing that I had been on a couple of radio shows within the past week and have posted both of those archives online. So I'm always making myself available for interviews because why not? So spent a couple hours on a couple different shows and you can download them right there at freetalklive.com. But you would have known first if you were on the updates list. So 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Hey, what's going on?
Good mind.
Well, something came up to my attention today. I was talking to one of my friends about Cindy Sheehan's run for office to take Nancy Pelosi's seat if she don't bring impeachment proceedings against Bush and Cheney.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a few of my friends think that maybe she should run for president. I mean, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, but, you know, maybe she'd have backing.
Oh, I think anybody who is interested in getting the job should run for president. You know, at that point, I'd want to pick apart her platforms, but you know, sure, get in the mix.
The more the merrier.
Sure. Get some press.
Yeah, absolutely. Carl, any other thoughts?
Not really, not today. So.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. In fact, isn't it really, really easy to run for president in New Hampshire?
It's my understanding.
Don't they have like 100 people that are running in the primary or something like that?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Because it won't do you any good. I mean, I guess. I don't know why they even bother. Do they really think they've got a chance? What's the motivation there?
Maybe somebody likes the idea, the feeling that they get when they tell people, I'm running for president.
I see.
Yeah, there was one guy who was actually in jail, and he was still running for president. Now he's out, and he's running again.
Well, shoot, Lyndon LaRouche had done that for years.
Yeah, right.
That guy's
can't talk
nuts.
About him, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Mark, let's jump into the email box here. You had one about immigration.
That's right. And this one comes from Pat from Idaho. Now, I think that Pat from Idaho may very well be Trish from Idaho, because Pat is short for Patricia.
Patricia.
Just thinking, this is a gal that
now,
was
Trish
on.
Was the woman that said that she believes that immigrants are coming here and killing, slaughtering dogs, stealing dogs from you while you walk on the street and eating them.
Murdering, raping, leprosytic, dog-eating
right.
Mexicans.
Yeah, you've got it down.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Wow.
So
she's just a sick
she accused
bigot.
All those things in one phone call.
Holy mackerel.
Good stuff. Okay, so Pat says, you don't get it, Mark. It has nothing, I'm making noises for the caps here, nothing to do with hate and everything to do with preserving our sovereign country. You may not give a damn about the ground you walk on and call home, but millions of people who see what is happening are gravely affected by illegal immigration. They do. It's easy to sit up there in the
gravely
Northeast.
Gravely affected.
It's easy to sit up there in the Northeast part of the nation, distance yourself from the real issues. It's the southern states that are suffering most.
Of course.
Dozens of hospitals have closed. Schools are overwhelmed. Of course, dozens of hospitals have closed. Is that as a result of illegal immigration?
That's what she's alleging.
That's the allegation, absolutely. Schools are overwhelmed with an overloaded student capacity. That is a government school problem,
yep.
Not an immigration problem.
Mm-hmm. A hospital problem is a government problem, too.
Absolutely.
The government's all in that business.
Yeah.
Yep. And with many who do not speak English, law enforcement and prisons are overburdened. Well, if we just made immigration legal like it should be, then they wouldn't have so much overload, right?
Yep.
Prisons wouldn't be so overburdened with people who are just being put in there for... walking for wanting to be free, wanting to make money for their families.
How about drugs?
Yep.
Let's legalize drugs. Prisons will be empty.
It's turned into a hell hole. I assume she's talking about America.
Not
she's
the Spinal
about the
South,
Tap
song.
Yeah, the South. just like the hell hole these illegals are running away from. And they brought it here to our communities, our hospitals.
How dare they? They should stay in their hell hole.
In our neighborhoods. And you and Ian are laughing. What the hell is wrong with you? Now, hold on. Before we can go just a little further.
Is there more?
There's so much more.
Oh, my.
When you're talking about hell holes and immigrants coming from hell holes, immigrants have been coming from hell holes to this country for years. Your ancestors, all of them,
right.
Except the Native Americans.
That was the idea, is to get out of your hell hole. Come here.
Absolutely. Man. That's what it is. And bring the desire to be free, the desire to work hard and, pursue the American dream. Bring it.
This woman believes that they don't have those desires. She believes they're all a bunch of criminals. She believes they're
raping,
all
leprosytic
welfare queens, and it's just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Not from the ones that I've known, not from the ones we've spoken to, not from the people that we know that know immigrants. I think the people like Pat are just a bunch of scaredy cats. They just, like when she called in, she said to us, you know who they are. You can tell who they are when you see them at the gas station.
Right. Man. She can tell
a carload of Mexicans
from a legal immigrant at the gas station.
Right.
Oh, come
just by
on.
The way they dress. You can tell how they look. I mean, it's just insanity. And really, she's just a scared little woman who believes that, she's read too many forwarded emails on the Internet. She's read too much hate propaganda.
Right. If you're getting your information about illegal immigrants from forwarded emails, you're making a mistake.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You know, I have to say, and this is no criticism of my aunt and uncle in Massachusetts, but they forward stuff to my brother and me all the time. And they're these emails that take up like 80 megabytes. They're huge.
And they just run on and on and on.
And they're giant. When I got one just the other day, and it was must read with like 7 D's after it. It was just crazy.
You can tell that someone doesn't know a damn thing about forwarding emails when you read the forwarded email and there's like 25 headers.
Yes.
In the beginning, before you actually
get rid of them.
Before
you gotta go way down. And this one, there were enough D's on this thing to make Dolly Parton jealous.
You cared so much. you cared so much about me that you didn't take the time to edit out the headers before you sent me this email.
Yeah, me and everybody else on your list.
And you know what this was? It was Newt Gingrich's statement about how we've got to start looking towards the future about the First Amendment.
Oh, the one where he wants to restrict freedom of speech?
Yeah, and I don't want to draw
in the name
off
of fighting
course.
Terror?
Yeah. And it's the one I had the sound bites of
right,
that
I,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And it's just unbelievable that these guys come up with this stuff, and yet so many conservatives buy into. I thought conservatives were the ones. See, they've got them between the horns of a dilemma. See, what happens is the people that they worry about, the one-worlders, they don't want the one world is to create Canamera, Mexico, or whatever it is.
Yeah, the North American
Union.
So
they want to have our borders.
Aztlan.
And at the same time, they don't want a police state. Well, I'm sorry.
Can't have it both ways.
You can't, exactly.
Right.
You cannot have it both ways. You can't say, we want to keep those brown-skinned people, because I can tell when I see them, I can tell if, you know, their accent is a little too thick. Ah! They're illegal versus legal.
Right.
Uh-huh.
At this point, we have laws against aliens coming, illegal aliens coming into the country. There's 20 million of them here.
Right.
Our laws are failing. So we have to either A, step it up, or B, get rid of stupid laws.
Yeah, and again...
And stepping it up means... No knock raids on your house looking
business,
for illegal
business,
yeah,
got
all kinds of rules for your business to be run by. I'm talking about a full-time immigration specialist who decides whether or not your employees are eligible for employment.
Yeah.
I'm talking about random roadside checkpoints. We're already doing that.
Absolutely.
Already doing that.
And this is where you would think conservatives, and this is, I think, a very major problem where they do not understand the fundamental tie between free market economics and freedom, because these people can't systematically look at the larger the area of control, the bigger the system, the more open it is and rife it is for error and mistake and misuse. The smaller the area of control, the closer it is to the problems, the system works more efficiently, which is why the founders left immigration to the states, which is why free market economics works better than statist economics, because decisions are made by the people close to the problems. And you would think that conservatives would understand this and start to recognize that they're being pushed into a situation where they are accepting a top-down system of a police state because
they're not even thinking critically either, because if you look at the language that they use, like this woman Pat or Trish or whatever her name is, she's very emotional. They're very emotionally right. They're very emotionally wrapped up in this because they've been told things like, your culture is at stake, your country is at stake, your freedom is at stake.
You can definitely sell culture to somebody who would call themselves a conservative, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's the sort of thing that, you know, culture is something. It's something that's gone on for a period of time. It has continuity.
And they've been told since day one in their little conservative teachings that the government's there to protect their life and liberty, and so they believe, they've been told that the immigrants are threatening their lives and their liberty, and naturally they're looking to the state to solve the problem when the state created the problem. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, we give them away. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of neat products, and they many of them have our Free Talk Live logo on them. Great clothing lines. We've got DVD classic archive collector sets. We've even got a Free Marketeer flag. It's an original logo created by our graphics guy and the store manager, Johnson. That's original. We created that.
That is fantastic.
So that's now available on a T-shirt as well. So get all that over at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. We're in the middle of an email from who we believe to be the same lady that called the show, I think it's about a week ago.
No, it's been a little longer.
Maybe 2 weeks. Anyway, she called in and she went off on so-called illegal immigrants, calling them, run it down, Mark, because you remember it very well.
Raping, murdering, leprosytic, dog-eating immigrants.
Right. Just wow. She just dumped them all into that pot. And so this is an email presumably from that same person.
If it's not, it could be. She goes on. It's not about hating race. That's a ridiculous accusation made by ignorant morons, that's you and I, who don't know anything about history or what it took to establish a free way of life. Hold on a second. Let's talk about history and what it took to establish a free way of life. I'm going to step away from the email and say, you know, we don't currently have more immigrants or illegal or otherwise, all immigrants in the country than we have at any one time. We currently have, there's times in the 50s and that we had more immigration than we currently do. There were times in the early part of the 1900s that we'd have more immigration or more immigrants per capita than we do now.
Right.
So that's, I don't know that makes any sense.
Oh, Mark, you don't know anything about history.
And racism was rife at those times. I mean, everybody knows about the signs that said dogs and Irishmen keep off the grass.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's what happens to immigrants. Some people don't want them here. My people made it. We're here. Doors shut.
Right.
That's how people feel. And you know, I understand that there's a lot of Mexicans coming over. Their country stinks. Ours is better. They could make a living here. I don't see any reason why that's what I would do with my family.
So, right, anyway. And they work for less, which lowers the price of products.
This country was built on the backs of immigrants. All right. There's a lot of bad laws, but without securing our borders, we are all in peril. I don't know if you have a family or not. How would you not have a family? But if you do, I'd like to think that you gave a damn about what kind of community they live in.
I want them to live in a free community where there is no police enforcement agency raiding businesses, kicking in houses, checking cars, and that sort of thing. Thanks. Freedom.
I mean, I'm sorry, but when you have SWAT teams and those kind of things busting in doors, there's collateral damage. People get hurt.
Yeah, look at the war on drugs. It happens all the time.
All
they
you have to do is listen
up.
To our archives, or I could go through a litany of people who have been hurt. Killed, maimed.
Story after story.
Right.
Yeah.
And they had nothing to do with anything the SWAT teams were implementing.
Oops, sorry, wrong address.
I do not like our government, and I too believe it needs to be dismantled and reconstructed. But allowing anyone to come in is just suicide.
She doesn't believe that, by the way. Wow. Yeah, she doesn't believe that because, you know, people that talk that way, that, oh, yeah, I want smaller government. But in the meantime, until we get to small government, we need to have enforcement. That means she wants to grow government in certain areas before she reduces it, which, of course, that's never going to happen. If you keep growing government, how the hell are you ever going to reduce it? Get real.
More border agents is just more people to bribe.
This is where a thoughtful analysis of the way government works is really requisite, and they don't get it.
Do you have the front door of your home open? Here we go again
with a damn home analogy.
Do you open it to just anyone on the street?
They get this from the emails. They get this from the emails. You know that, right? They use this awful home analogy. They're trying to juxtapose living in a home and the privacy of your home versus the border, which travels over public lands, government-owned lands.
I just have to tell you, I've been doing a lot of research on the FCC. And that was the same sort of analogy that one of the justices used in the 70s, the 1978 ruling over George Carlin's Seven Dirty Words. In the Pacifica case,
he said you can't stop
radio waves from entering your home. It's like a home invasion. It's like, I got to buy a radio first and turn it on, pinhead.
Things that comes through on your
this
teeth.
This is like an immigration cliche at this point.
Yes. Oh, it's insane.
So, do you open your home to just anyone? If you did just let anyone in, you'd probably wouldn't live long. So why do you think our front yards, our parks, or our cities should be any different?
Well, your front yard is private property, so you can control who comes on that and who doesn't. Parks, unfortunately, are usually owned by governments. That's a problem. We need to privatize those. Anything that's government-owned probably needs to be privatized. But, again, there's a huge difference between people coming into a free country to where people who own private property that want them there. I want people to come, friendly people, to come onto my property from other countries.
Especially ones that are offering to do yard service at below market rates.
Come on. Yes, please. Continue.
Right. Okay. You and Ian seem to be very articulate and intelligent. I'm absolutely amazed at the extent in which you have been mind-controlled. How can we be mind-controlled? Hold on. How can we be mind-controlled when we're the only people saying this?
Yeah.
I mean, have you heard of any radio talk show host?
NWO
any
talk, conspiracy.
Any talking head getting out of there? Anybody saying that we want to do away with our INS?
By the way,
to get rid of
never,
the rules?
This program is brought to you by the Bilderbergers.
I've never heard that, ever, Mark. Not even on the so-called progressive shows or anything like that. No one's ever calling for that.
You both laugh at anyone who has a different point of view. How stupid is that?
No. We laugh at the absurdity of your examples. We laugh at the ignorance.
And we laugh at the absurdity of ourselves, often, on this show.
Sure, that's true. You know what? I want to continue with Trisha's email here, but we got a call rolling
in. Two little paragraphs.
From KSCO Land out in California. It's Tom. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom, hello.
Hi, I'm one of those big bad conservatives you're talking about, and I just find it hard to believe that you don't understand how hospitals closing is an illegal immigration problem.
I'm not sure that it's true how many hospitals have closed because of the inundation they've had from illegal immigrants. And I would like to say that it's not an issue of illegal immigrants using the hospital. It's an issue of the hospitals being forced to give traumatic care to people.
The government.
Hospitals shouldn't have to, hold on, hospitals should not have to provide care to anyone that they don't feel can pay.
So you'd rather just leave innocent people there bleeding, dying?
Well, you'd rather leave them on the border dying.
Yeah, let's give you a hypothetical. If they had a law, and by the way, they do have laws that force hospitals to have to give traumatic care to anybody who can't pay, and all of a sudden we had a flood of American citizens who were going in. They said, hey, you know what? This is a good option. And they were going in, causing the rates to go up on hospitals like crazy. Obviously, the problem is not that they're American or foreign or not. The policy that is inspiring this is the problem. It's the government intervention in the marketplace, and it doesn't matter whether somebody says, well, if someone might be bleeding on the carpet. That's not going to happen. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. You will have market mechanisms that inspire lower prices so people can get better care.
Right.
But
and
the government getting involved is what shoots all these rates up.
Tom, you say that you're a conservative, though, but you actually sound kind of like a liberal, because when we get on the air on Free Talk Live and we talk about, you know, voluntary solutions to social problems like taking care of poor people and people that need help, we get chastised by liberals. You don't care about people. You don't want people dying in the streets. How many people running hospitals, how many people in the medical industry do you know of that would just leave somebody there that was bleeding to death? They're going to help that person because they care. They can do it on a voluntary basis with their hospital charity wing. See, hospitals have these things, and they'd have more of them if they didn't have all these government mandates just hanging over their heads.
I honestly have to say I love the free market, and if, as you guys have explained it that way, I have to agree with you.
It's all Tom about free market. We only believe that schools schools should be completely free market, and so therefore they don't have to take in a bunch of illegals that can't pay. We don't believe that hospitals should have to provide services that people can't pay for.
But people wouldn't be illegal in a free market. They'd just be people.
Here's the issue is, if there's a bunch of illegals coming over here for the purpose of sucking off of the welfare teat, then the problem is we're putting out milk for stray cats and then screaming about getting stray cats.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is, take the milk away. Don't try to shoot the cats.
Tom, you got time for final thoughts, sir.
I do both, but...
If the cats are on your property, you absolutely have the right to shoot at those stray cats.
And Tom, I have to tell you, you know, your point about the illegal immigrants actually hides, I think, which is something which is an essential point, which is we are getting higher costs in health care now. The reason is not just because of illegal immigrants, but the reason is because of government regulations that are on there. If you got the immigrants out of it, you would still have skyrocketing rocketing costs in health care because the government forces private entities to have to do things they would normally not do in the marketplace.
Absolutely the case, Tom. Great call. Thank you for making it. I don't think we have time to finish this email, Mark.
No, I don't think so. Basically, it's just the other. It's just the
more cliches.
Listen, you would learn something if you did, or enjoy your ignorance for now because it won't last for long.
As the invading hordes take over your house.
They're going to come in.
They're going to come in and set up camp.
They're going to get us.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's great email.
It's the new Red Scare. It's the new Red Scare. It's the new big evil enemy for the government to use as an excuse to get ever more intrusive, ever more invasive in your life, and, of course, more expensive. It's been Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you